So if you're going to speak in dialect, I do one better.
Okay, this I gotta do.
Is new who hey Chevy
Okay.
Chevy Prona Mod Tomome is Nost.
Let me try one. It's been a while. I can't remember. Nikuk? Got it right.
Close,
Oh.
very heavy accent, almost unlegible, barely, almost gibberish.
I'm practicing. I'll give it a shot.
Okay, buddy boy. I can't stay too long.
Right.
Big sis has hoofed it because she's got to pack.
Oh, I think serious issue. The ski races already?
They start, well, actually, most of the team's members have already arrived and, I don't have my heaps until Thursday.
Oh, lucky. Hey, good luck on it though. I hope the best.
Oh, my races, my finals are on Sunday, and I'm a shoo-in.
Well, excellent.
Or a boot-in.
As I understand, there's a smaller field, so that should help a little bit. You'll have one less racer, or actually two less racers to go against.
No, three. Yeah, two. No, three.
Oh yeah, right. Three, you're racing against your own team. Ah, good job. At least you made it.
Oh yeah, Leica's already left.
Actually, is she a dead winner? Now all the odds are now definitely on Leica for the win. Any bets on her at this point would be pretty well.
No, all bets that involve Leica were declared null and void.
Oh, that's right. She's pregnant. Oh, so they wrote them all off. Oh, no. Wow. Oh, congratulations on your field of flowers. I hope they do well on the snow cover they got now.
It's very, very dense, and it's going to be a late harvest. We're looking middle to late May, which means the prices are rocketing.
Already? Have you sold your field?
Sold half of it.
Surprise. You sold it. Well, you'll get the rest sold while you're there at the serious.
Well, I'm going to keep probably maybe 2 or 3 thousand for myself.
I have this vision. A vision of you getting on Sirius. And there's all these invitations waiting for you. Come to
What do you
this
mean
party.
already
Come
wait
to
the
that party. Oh, you got curious. You gotta come to this party because oh, I've got all this great wine for you to try.
Actually, I lost about 6 or 7 dozen flowers. Yeah, 6 or 7 dozen flowers. It was worth it.
What'd you do? What'd you trade? Oh, boots, skis? Oh, that's more than worth it.
Yes.
I think you gotta wait. They're cheap at that point.
Well, actually,
And the whole line of
lingerie.
lingerie. And, but still, it's a worthwhile goal for the fact that these are prize skis.
And also I've got to set up a deal for her involving a exotic dancer.
Anyone in particular we might know?
The hottest, most recent young star.
Who's currently in college? You gotta talk her out of going to, out of a certain other free time she might otherwise have. Good luck.
But the skis won't be ready until next year, but that's way ahead of what I expected.
Oh, that's good.
The skis I'm racing on this year, they're borrowed, but I've got quite used to them.
I'm surprised though. You think this girl makes the skis and got so many orders that she doesn't need the wine, she doesn't need the flowers, she doesn't need all this other stuff. Probably
Do you know
nice.
what she does with most of the stuff that she receives? She gives it away.
Really? That is a truly six-dimensional concept.
Yes and no. Yes and no. The problem is that she doesn't keep anything for herself at all.
That's good though.
No.
Isn't that six-dimensional?
Yes and no. Giving away is six-dimensional. Giving everything away is not. You've got to keep some for yourself, for your enjoyment, for your spiritual growth. She doesn't.
Well, maybe her spiritual growth includes that. I mean, many monks and priests renounce everything, all worldly goods, as they enter the priesthood for that exact same reason.
Mm-hmm, but it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's true, because they're maintaining abstinence and everything mm-hmm. else.
I mean, yeah, she's far from abstinent.
I think, yeah.
That, or celibate.
That probably affects them mentally
mm-hmm.
in the long run.
Yeah. And
yes, they're holier. All of it still.
Don't forget, you're thinking Christian, third dimensional.
Right.
Sixth dimensional is that certainly you give away. I give away a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you've also got to maintain and improve your current existence. You've got to better yourself physically, mentally, spiritually, always striving for a higher learning and understanding. Now, with that also comes compassion and also knowing when to say, okay, that isn't going to work. Let's cast it aside. Yeah, it's like, some people on your planet. Yeah, when do you say, that you can't help them? What do you do then?
When they don't help them.
But if they don't, if they don't learn continually. See, learning's very important, continually improving yourself. You're always learning new stuff with your computers, right?
Absolutely, have to.
Mm-hmm.
And you're always learning stuff with your job.
Oh, yeah, with the engineering, and Mark's always learning things, constantly striving and improving.
Right.
Struggling to be better, struggling for advancement. When do you, look around and see others that aren't? What do you do about them if they've got no desire or no drive to improve?
Isn't that their learning lesson? Don't you leave them to learn their lesson? Why you can't interfere in their learning lesson?
Well, if it's part of your learning lesson to say, okay, I've tried to help, there's nothing more that I can do.
Right. In that case, you have to let them. There's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm. But at what point do you say that?
It gets to a point there's nothing you can do. I mean, there's always something you can do until you get to that point. For example, the movie I watched one time, Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Murray, he comes back on the same day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this old man we find dying, a homeless man. And every day he's trying to help the man from dying that day and say, no, you're not going to die this day. Until finally it gets to a point and, he realizes there's nothing he can do.
Mm-hmm.
The man's going to die. Mm-hmm. Similar to that?
Yeah. But you've got to, at that point, say, okay, you've got to accept it. You've got to accept that you cannot help them. I mean, for example, when I was doing my doctorate on coercion, right,
mm-hmm.
I worked with a group of, I don't have the gene capability, I'm not a sub-superoperant. You remember Bunny's older sister? The one that we call the psycho one.
Yeah, right. I remember it well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worked with a group of individuals that were actually worse than that. Yeah.
Is this light bothering you, by the way?
No. I've got something in my eye and I'm rubbing Mark's eye whilst I'm rubbing mine. Oh. I'd like to go and pull it out, but it's an eyelash, actually. But there was, I was working with this group and there was one young man in particular. I don't think he should have ever ascended. He was one of those interesting quirks of being a sub-superoperant and a first-timer, which is almost unheard of. It's not unknown, but with the small population that we have, it's about 15 million to one.
Wasn't that like Tonar the Corrupt kind of thing?
Yes, apart from this person was still very third dimensional, still in a third dimensional thought mode, did never understand the fact that, they had certain obligations, being spiritually more evolved, supposedly on their home planet. His intelligent level, by our standards, that's the average IQ worldwide. For us, he never got above a 5-year-old, which means that his IQ level was very low. intellectually, he was it's hard to describe. Anyway, the thing was, I tried to help him. I tried coercing him. I tried laying out mental pathways by getting into his mind with coercive capability. I tried to program him. I tried to break down the doors. And yeah, he was a sub-super operant, but he was totally latent.
In all four of his capabilities?
Yep. But if he had had the desire and the drive, he could have easily have pushed through those latent barriers. Remember, most five-year-olds, sub-two-profit children are latent.
Yeah, but the training starts earlier than five.
Mm-hmm. But they make the breakthrough when they're five.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they're fully functional in one or two, that's fine. That's easy. We have programs. But four, we don't have specialized programs. That's why we have the problems with kids like Leonides. But this young man, he was my age. No ambition, no desire, no wanting to. Oh, he talked up a storm, talked up a fantastic storm on what he planned to do, how he planned to go about it. Yeah, as long as you would help him. I need you to help me. And it got to the point, I'm trying to help. And every time he just didn't grasp it. So at that point, I basically turned around and said, I can't help you. You've got to help yourself. Your first lesson is learning to help yourself.
Well, and what happened?
I told him that when he's ready to advance and learn more, to call me. No, I haven't heard from him since. As far as I'm concerned, yeah, I failed miserably, but I learned from it. I learned that, yeah, there are some people that no matter how much you like them, I thought he was a good guy, I thought he was a nice guy, you can't help them.
There's potential.
There was no potential.
Well, some super operant, if he'd been, you know, fully developed in all four, he could have been quite a boon for
dimensional. No. IQ. He would have been a trouble waiting to happen. Yeah. Low IQ. Low learning capability.
Mm-mm. So the reason he ascended was due to the fact he was a sub-super operant.
Yes, even probably on third dimension.
Right. But once he ascended, his learning lesson was to gain those skills that...
You're putting in your own... Nobody really knows what their learning lessons are. We can speculate, and with a certain amount of accuracy, we can speculate about our own. But others? No, we can't. Yeah, one of the biggest mistakes that I see on your planet is that a lot of your people say, oh, your learning lesson must be, you're going through this, so it must be a learning lesson. No, it could be a precursor event that's going to push you in a direction that will lead to a learning, or not.
Well, we have a habit of interfering.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we're ready to go bomb Kosovo right now.
Mm-hmm.
Served down there in Yugoslavia.
Mm-hmm.
Because we feel we need to step in and, you know, take away all these people's troubles.
And create more.
Create more.
Mm-hmm.
That's our style.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, you know, the second biggest superpower says, no, don't do it.
Oh, you have a second biggest superpower? Who's that?
Russia.
Oh, yes, the Russians.
Well, I think it's Chinese now, personally.
I think you could be right. Actually, it's probably Great Britain.
I wouldn't doubt that at all. It's not by number of people.
Capability. Actually, I would say that capable-wise, from what T has said in the past, I would say it's Great Britain, actually.
I don't know what their capabilities are militarily.
They don't have a big force, but they can strike much more fast than the United States because of that.
That's true. They probably can... with more accuracy and more abilities. Well, anyway, I hope...
Yeah.
But yeah, where do we say know.
Yeah, and that's enough. That's a decision for each individual. I got to the point when, yeah, I had explained over and over again the same thing. Yeah, I think it was like the 10th or the 20th time. Yeah, and it was like, it wasn't that long that it happened. It took like 3 months for me to reach that point. That, yeah, it got to the point where my own patience was starting to be tried because I would repeat myself constantly. Yeah, and he would seem to learn, and then he would revert. He would go great for 3 or 4 days, and then all of a sudden you're back to square one.
Well, this brings up an interesting point, because there's a conundrum I've been working on recently that I thought, you know, I wanted to approach somebody about, and you're probably the perfect person to ask.
Okay.
And that's really involving guides.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how everybody has their own guides.
Mm-hmm.
And when two people meet, their guides tend to interact too.
Mm-hmm.
So, when we're talking about working with somebody and asking ourselves whether mm-hmm. enough or enough, isn't that a question of the guides and listen to them and, you know, understanding that your higher consciousness and their higher consciousness are both on a communication that you or him or her do not understand, but you have to follow instinctively. Maybe,
but you're pretty easy to read. I know what you're saying underneath.
I don't know. That's what I've been working on lately.
It started by something else. But there is an interaction to a point. Yeah, guides will look after their own. Yeah, the host that they follow around.
Right.
And if they see that the host has a dislike for, yeah, whoever, then that's part of, you know, the guides will protect and look after. After all, it's their job.
Right.
Right, they will guide you in a path that is beneficial away from the situation. But if it's unavoidable, then they will communicate with the other guides as an intermediate, right, and see how the other party will interpret. Act.
Okay.
And if the interaction maintains negative, the guides at that point will go back to the other guides and negotiate, and both guides, sets of guides, will back off and let the situation resolve itself. After all, the guides have done their job.
True.
And the people, maybe for whatever reason, yeah, don't need to have that contact.
Okay. Now, what happens on a world scale?
On a world scale?
For example, this thing we're talking about in Kosovo.
Mm-hmm.
How do guides deal with the fact that people are about to get bombed, so on and so forth? I mean, how do guides deal with, I mean, any clue on that as far as, because I know maybe Lai could be a better person to ask on this.
Yes, she would be. Unfortunately, she's not here.
I think so.
The best way that I could answer that would be by saying that, yeah, there are so many parties involved and guides stay pretty close to their person that it would be difficult for them to react to
other things
until they happen.
Okay, which I guess brings me to the next question is there such a thing as a country's guides that guide the people in a certain country?
No.
Okay, I know in the Dalek world,
there
that's
is.
How it works.
Yeah.
You have smaller entities and go with divas and angels and so on.
Well, angels are totally different, non-related to divas at all.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Or the other theory, you'd have to talk to Treebeard, is that the angels are divas, just in other forms.
Right, which is my theory.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to remember that my grandmother and Treebeard worked with divas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Talking of which.
Well, I'm sure that Laura and Skip will be here next week, too.
Yes, you will have to schedule for earlier.
Yes, definitely. That, yeah, A's still finishing up here. We had some tape left. It just looped up and did a stop on us.
Okay.
So, no problem.
No problem at all.
All right, well, I look forward to next week. That'll be fun. And, yeah, we should have started earlier tonight, but we had sushi that ran into it.
Ah. Sushi.
fish.
Raw fish on top of rice. Rather Asian cuisine. Quite delicious.
I will have to endeavor to indulge in some at some time.
Well, you have enough salmon up there to have salmon sushi to last you the rest of your life.
Ah.
It's been quite a while. How's that going, by the way?
We have it under control.
Oh, I mean your life.
My life?
Uh-huh. You know, I believe you were planning on evolving at some point here.
Eventually. Soon.
Well, you have enough challenges to keep you happy. If challenges make you happy.
Yes, I do.
But then you have plenty to keep you entertained and happy for many, many centuries to come.
You talk in the short term.
Oh. That's true. It's tough for me to comprehend the years that you've seen and will see from this point on and understand the timeline you live on compared to what I deal with.
Tomorrow is but a moment. Correct. Next week is but a second. Next year is but a minute. Next century is a little while.
Now, this is an interesting point, though. When a person like yourself, like myself, mm-hmm. who has lived many, many, many centuries, but inhabited many different bodies and memory different personalities, if I was on sixth dimension, it would be as if I had actually lived all those.
Yes, when you desire to do so.
When I desire to do so, correct. So, in essence, I would be more understanding of the timeline you live.
Yes, definitely.
Because I could look back on all those times and go, oh, okay, I remember back in Atlantis and when I, you know, stumbled across that bridge over there by the Great Pyramid. You know, as opposed to now where it just seems like, you know, 39 years ago since I've been born. Mm-hmm. But is that what gains you more
perspective,
right, on moving upwards in dimensions once you get to the sixth?
Yes. Yes, it is the long view that time is important, but also irrelevant. If you don't get it achieved tomorrow, you can get it achieved next week.
Hmm.
But it is relevant also to the life expectancy. To you, a life expectancy of 80 years is a long time.
Yeah.
So each day is very important. Right. To a Syrian, where a life expectancy is anywhere between 900 to 1,000 years, tomorrow is not as important. Next week is. To someone such as myself, next week, next year, next decade, after I finish my peak.
That's good.
And having a team mug that I've been presented with, it may take me 10 years to drink the tea.
Well, how does working council sessions where you're working with people from many different or from different dimensions, different timelines?
There is a certain understanding that if it is not dealt with within a time limit that is mutually agreed upon, then we will revisit it and lay down a framework which will accelerate the necessary debating process for the advancement of the topic.
Oh, okay.
But the majority of individuals that are in council meetings, there is no one that has a life expectancy of less than 800 years.
Mm.
And frequently, an individual will conclude a dozen different situations and debates within their lifetime. I have concluded hundreds.
Wow.
But it is my function as the base commander to decide when it is necessary to accelerate or to slow down a debate.
Hmm.
Or to revisit a debate.
Now, when you were talking about the gentleman earlier, or when Carrie was talking about the gentleman who she dealt with and you were talking about, what is the discipline that's involved